Good evening. Thank you, Jake, for having me. And on behalf of all of us, we want to thank Jake for his tireless efforts on behalf of SheerEnjoyment.com and really on behalf of Klal Yisrael, your beautiful work and devotion and continued inspiration to keep us learning every day. Also, as always, we want to dedicate the Shir L'Zecho to Le'ilui Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. And we thank our sponsor for dedicating the Shir L'Zecho Le'ilui Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. This week in Yiras Hashem is going to be Shabbos Parshas Zohar. We all come together. We all are very familiar. We come together the Shabbos before Purim, and we read from Parshas Kiseitse, the parsha that deals with the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, destroying the nation of Amalek in revenge and punishment for attacking the Jewish people as they came out of Mitzrayim on their way to Eretz Yisrael. We know that in the Torah there are six mitzvahs which we are commanded to remember all the time. And in fact, in the Siddur, many people have the custom to recite the Sheish Zechiros every day after davening. What are the Sheish Zechiros? Well, number one, we remember Shabbos. We're supposed to remember Shabbos Kodesh. Number two, we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number three, we remember the giving of the Torah. These are a positive remembrance. Shabbos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the giving of the Torah. And then there are three which are more on the negative side. We remember what happened with the Egel, that Klal Yisrael, they worshiped the Egel at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We remember Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding why he separated from his wife. And the third thing we are required to remember is Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people. There are six mitzvahs, there are six events that the Torah has demanded that we always remember every day, or that's a topic of discussion, exactly how often do we remember. Do we remember all of these events? But nevertheless, we remember them every so often. They're called the Sheish Zechiros. What is interesting is that if they all group together in one group of remembering these events, why is it that the only one of these six events is done in the form of Kriyas HaTorah, where we all come together on Shabbos in Shul, men, women, children, and we open up a Sefer Torah, usually very makbid that the Sefer Torah should be the best. It should be kosher according to the highest standard, the best that we can. And the rabbi, he quiets down the tzibur, the group of people in shul, and reminds them that it's a mitzvah deraisa, to remember what happened regarding Amalek. And then the Baal Kriya slowly and carefully reads the parsha. We do not do this for the other six. We don't do this for Miriam. We don't do this when we remember the Egel. We don't do this for Shabbos. We don't do this for Matan Torah. Why do we do this only with regard to Amalek? What is special about Zechiras Mechias Amalek? The mitzvah to remember that when Mashiach comes, it is our duty, our obligation to erase, to remove from this world any remembrance, any recollection, any form of existence of the nation of Amalek, whose only intent is to go to war against Hashem. Interesting, each one of these six zechiros seemingly has its own holiday associated with it. For example, Shabbos. Every Shabbos we remember Shabbos. Shabbos, a day we can't do work. Matan Torah, you shall remember Maimid Har Sinai. Remember, Hishamu Lecho Shmur Nafshcha Mo'ed Pentishkak Es Adorim Asher Ru'u Einecho Ufeni Yosudu Melovecho Kol Yinei Chayecho Yoyntatam Lovanecho Ulovrei Vonecho Yoyim Asher Amadito Lefnei Hashem Alotecho Bechoyreif Har Sinai Shavuos. We have a day to remember Shavuos. With regard to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have the Yom Tov of Pesach. What about the Egel? So I think it's very possible we can suggest that Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim is the day that we remember the Egel. Yom HaKippurim, in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, the Jewish people were in very difficult situation. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim. And Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud, Imol, Nidus of Rachamim, to atone for the Chet of Egel. And we've mentioned this many, many times on Yom HaKippurim. What we do in Yom HaKippurim is patterned after the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. And the next parasha after the story with Miriam is the story of the Meraglim. And Rashi in Chazal, Rashi quotes a Chazal that tells us that the Meraglim are to be blamed for not learning the lesson from Miriam. Consequences, the ramifications of speaking Lashon Hara. And the story story of Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, is consequence of the Meraglim who spoke slanderous words about Eretz Yisrael. Whole day devoted to the sin of Lashon Hara. A B'chiyah Shel Chinam, they cried for nothing when the Meraglim came back and issued a slanderous report and the people believed it. All of the halachas of Lashon Hara can be found in the story in the episode of the spies who went into Eretz Yisrael. What about our topic of discussion? Amalek? Well, that's Purim. The whole story of the Megillah is all about Haman Ha'agagi. Haman, a descendant of Agag, the king of Amalek, who went to war. Mordechai and Esther were descendants of Shaul, who was commanded to wipe out Amalek, and did not. He let Agag live. And we know the story. Haftarah, we read about this terrible mistake which cost Shaul his malchus. In any event, it's interesting. We have six mitzvahs that we're required to remember. And with each one of these mitzvahs, each one of these events, we have a holiday, literally a whole holiday, a whole day associated with each one. Pesach, Shavuos, Tisha B'Av, Yom HaKippurim, Purim, and Shabbos itself. Why then is it necessary on the Shabbos before Purim for all of us to assemble in the Beis HaKnesses in a serious environment, and we listen carefully when we take out the Sefer Torah and we read Yitzukim at the end of Parshas Kiseitse to remember what Amalek did to us? Why? Why is Amalek the requirement to remember Zohar al Tishkach? Why does that stand out alone? I'd like to make the following suggestion. A drush, a machshava, an idea. This is not my idea only. It's the main idea. I've come across this in a very chashul sefer called the Avni Shoyham. It's a collection of many ideas. There's a volume dedicated to Purim, Chanukah and Purim. He cites, I don't recall the source, the exact source, but he cites fascinating idea from one of the Gedolei Acharonim that explains that the requirement, the mitzvah to remember Mechias Amalek, it's for a purpose. The purpose is we have to remember what it says in the Torah, and then we are required to go out into the world and go to war, to battle the enemy being Amalek. War is something that can only be done by the Tzibur, by a group, by Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing as a war, an individual fighting a war against a nation. A milchama, a war, is done by a nation, by the collective members of a state, a nation. Individuals don't go out and wage war against kingdoms. And thus, the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek amongst the six zechiros is unique. The other five, a person has an obligation to engage in these mitzvahs, even if he's on a desert island. Shabbos, it doesn't matter if you're alone. Of course, it's nice to spend Shabbos with a tzibur. If a person is all alone, he has an obligation to observe Shabbos on a desert island. If a person, when it comes to Matan Torah, to remember the day Hashem gave us the Torah, Matan Torah, to observe, to remember that this Torah, a person has an obligation to be observant and to remember Matan Torah as an individual, no matter where he is. When it comes to Lashon Hara, it doesn't matter if you're an individual or you're a group. Lashon Hara is for the individual. With regard to the Egel, Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter if you're an individual. All of the events, Shabbos, Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, also it's for every individual, every person. But the mitzvah to remember that Amalek has to be eliminated from the face of this earth, that can only be achieved by the nation as a whole, the Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's different. And to expand upon that, we can suggest that is why it is only with regard to this mitzvah, this particular event, this particular one of the six zechiros, where we assemble as a tzibur, as a group in the Beis HaKnesses, and we remind ourselves, we listen to the Torah being read to us as a group. We only learn from a Sefer Torah when there are 10 people. The 10 people in the shul, they represent symbolically the entire Klal Yisrael. But let's go a little bit further. When there's a war, there's a section, Parsha Shoftim, in Chumash Devarim, that tells us the protocol of what we do when we go to war. We go to war, we go out to the battlefield, and there's a Kohen Mashuach Mulchama. Kohen, this Kohen is very similar to the Kohen Gadol. He wears the eight garments, and he goes out and he gathers the entire battalion, soldiers, and he says, before we go out, no one should be afraid. Everyone should remember. Everyone should know that Hashem is with you. I'll read you the pasuk. The Omar Aleim, Shema Yisrael, Aten Kreven Hayom Lamulchama Alevichem. You're going out to war today against your enemies. Al Yerach Levavchem. Do not let your hearts not be faint. Al Tiru. Do not be afraid. V'al Tech Pizu. Do not be terrified. V'al Tarzim. They have different expressions of fear. Do not have any fear whatsoever. Why not? Ki Hashem Elokeichem haholech imachem nilachem lachem im oyveichem leshiaschem. Because Hashem is with you. He encourages them by telling them that Hashem is with you. And then he goes on to say, the Kohen Meshuch Mechama, is there anyone here today that has built a house and has not inaugurated the house? Is there anyone here that got married and did not consummate the marriage? Is there anyone here who has planted a vineyard and not enjoy the fruits? Go home. And then a shaiter gets up and he says, is there anyone here who's a yorei verach alevav? Anyone here afraid, faint of heart? Go home. You're exempt. And Rashi presents a machlokes in the Gemara. What does it mean, someone who's afraid? What does it mean to be afraid? Rashi first tells us the opinion that it means simply he can't see blood. He's not cut out for war. Then Rashi presents another interpretation. It means a person who is afraid because he has committed averos. He's afraid of his sins. He has done averos. And he's afraid that he does not have the merit to be successful in times of danger. He does not deserve the siyata, the shmaya, the protection of Hashem in war because of his averos. And once his heart melts and he finds himself in a frame of mind of despair, this is contagious. This can destroy the morale of his fellow soldiers. Go home. A person that's yorei because of the averos should be yorei. Like to suggest on Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, when we all come together in shul to hear the reading of Amalek, the mitzvah to wage war with Amalek. When we come to shul and the rabbi gets up and the Baal Kriya, he reads the parasha, and the person who is honored with the aliyah makes the brachos. What we're really doing is we are reenacting the Kohen Mashuach Melchama, and the Shoiter encourage us, give us a pep talk to arouse us and tell us, don't be afraid. Hashem is with you. Your heart should not be faint. And everyone here should prepare themselves. And if there are people that are not eligible for war, go home. And what's most important is, are there any people here who are yorei me'averos shebiyot? Rashi explains that the reason why we sent home the other group of people, it's not because we really want to exempt them. We only send them home in order not to embarrass the person who wants to leave the war because he is afraid that his sins will deny the army protection from Hashem. He's yorei me'averos shebiyot. The entire setting of the entire group of people coming together in shul, the men, the women, the children, the reading, zochor es asher asa lecha. Before we read, we make blessings. What do we say in the blessings? Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim. Hashem has selected us from all the nations. B'nosam lanu es terasai. When we finish the laning, we say, asher nosam lanu teras emes v'chayei oilam, life. The themes of the blessings that surround the reading of the mitzvah of what the mission is are very powerful sources of inspiration, which relate very much to the scene that we could imagine took place at a Melchemes mitzvah in the time of the Torah, where the Kohen Mashuach Melchama and the Shoiterim would strengthen the hearts and minds of the Jewish people by reminding them that Hashem is with them. And the only thing a person has to worry about is if he has done an Avera, he has to do Teshuvah. And if he has not done Teshuvah, maybe it's better not for him to be in the war in order not to dishearten his fellow soldiers. It's interesting that in the actual reading of the mitzvah, the high point, the key point that's mentioned about Amalek and why we have to remove them is because it says concerning Amalek, V'lo yorei Elokim. The Amalekim were not God-fearing people. In fact, some of the commentators tell us that the words V'lo yorei Elokim goes on the Jewish people. The reason why this happened, the reason why we were under attack was because we were not yorei Elokim to the degree that was expected of us after witnessing Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. The goal, the key point of Zechiras Mechias Amalek is about V'lo yorei Elokim, and thus a soldier who is yorei me'averoi shebiyodoi cannot be the one to battle the nation that's V'lo yorei Elokim. We need to be yorei Elokim in order to succeed in overcoming a nation that's V'lo yorei Elokim. If we lack Yiras Elokim, why are we better than them? The gathering in shul is a reenactment of the Kohen Mashuach Melchama and the Shoiter encouraging the Jewish people, the army, the nation, to strengthen themselves in Yiras Elokim and thus be victorious in this battle. Now, of course, it goes without saying, I don't even have to mention, today, our generation, we don't engage in battle. This is something which only can be done end of days, in times of Mashiach. Of course, what we do today is just a reminder, but we're recreating the Koyim Mashiach Melchama and the Shaitrim at the time of this Melchemes Amalek that will happen in the end of days. Amalek is called Reishis Goyim. Reishis Goyim Amalek. V'acharisoy Ade Ovet. They're called the Reishis, the first of nations. They're a powerful nation. Reishis in this context means they're mighty, they're powerful, they're dominant. How do we fight such a nation? How could we possibly fight a nation that's called Reishis? They are the cream of the crop. Their weapons are more powerful than anything we can imagine. What tool can we possibly use to fight them? Very simple. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The Reishis of Chochma, fear of Hashem. One of the first things that we recite every morning. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem is the antidote. It is the weapon that will prevail upon the Reishis Goyim Amalek. Achrisay Adei Oyveid. The end will come. They will be destroyed. The end of Koheles, we say, Soif Dovor HaKol Nishma. What is the end of all matters. S. Ho Elokim Yirah, the S mitzvah of Shemar. Yirah Shemayim is the Reishis, and it's the Soif Davar. And this is the antidote. So to review, in a nutshell, what we've learned tonight is Rashesh Zechirois. Amongst the six Zechirois is the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. We ask the question, why is this unique? Why does it stand out more than the other five with regard to the fact that it is the only one that we come together in the Beis HaKnesset and we read from the Torah in a serious, solemn way? And the answer we've given is that this is unique in regard to the fact that it is the only one of the six that can only be accomplished by the nation as a whole. It's a milchama, a war. A war is only conducted by a nation, not by individuals. And thus we all have to come together in the Beis HaKnesset. And once we come together in the Beis HaKnesset to prepare to be reminded of these concepts, we reenact what happens on the battlefield with the Koyin Mashiach Milchama hears the people by giving them words of encouragement and providing exemptions primarily for those that are Yorei Me'avero Shebiyadai. Because the enemy is an enemy who is described in the reading of the Torah, Velo Yorei Elokim, and we need to be holding in a state of Yiras Elokim to prevail and overcome this enemy. May we all merit that we raise up our Yiras Hashem in a meaningful way. Thank you very much for coming and for listening. Again, Jake, thank you for having me and bringing us together in this learning. Everyone have a super successful and wonderful week. Thank you. Good night.